was a little bit too much teeth involved. I say, hey, yo, teeth. A little bit less of that.
You don't do it like that.
I mean, not you do like, it like that. That. You I'm do like, it like oh, that. I'm like, oh, watch, mind the teeth a little bit, please.
You do it like that too?
I'm like, yeah, watch your teeth, please.
Oh,
what are you supposed to
say? You ain't never get ahead again, bro.
That's a goddamn lie.
You ain't never get ahead again. That's a damn lie.
I tell you what, not only did I get ahead again, but there were no teeth involved that time. Because I told her what I didn't
you
like.
You got ahead from a different person, huh?
No, same way.
You
gotta tell people what you do.
You hurt that. You hurt that woman's feelings, bro.
No, I wasn't like, damn, woman, why you using your teeth? I was like, ooh, the teeth.
Nah, no, yo, you got to do. You got to just be like, I like it when you do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I like it when you move it like this. I'm not doing the.
I like it when you use your tongue.
I don't have time to hold your hand.
I like it when you. You know what I'm saying?
We're on the go. I don't have time to be like, hey. Hey, hold on. Stop the blowjob for a second.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I like when you only use your lips.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
My dick is in her mouth. I don't have time to do the positive encouragement.
Yes, you do. No, I don't. You gotta just speak to her. It's like dirty talk. You gotta speak to her like.
That's what I did. Like, don't use those fucking teeth. Don't use those fucking teeth. Keep those teeth off my dick.
Nah, bro.
I give you that rush? Keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. We living on the edge tonight. I told her lay down, we can make a movie now. This ain't audition, you tripping over your lines now. I flip the script, I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a rollie, your roll is to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker, we fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. I can't help but flex it off, I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all. Don't lie.
I'm back, yes, that is right. I am back and I'm ready to attack. Before you guys dive into this episode, let me just make a couple announcements. Before I get into this, let me just say this. When you're watching this, ignore the way that I'm looking here. Because I had just got back from a 12-hour flight. I had my hair in braids the entire time I was in DR. I was in the ocean. I was swimming. So it was just all messy. So I took my hair out. Terrible mistake, but I did. And that's what it looks like when it's out. So, but I got my hair back. Yeah, you feel me? I'm back in the braids. So I'm back. This is the Jared you wanna take in. That one, just listen to him. Just close your eyes whenever I come on the screen. Also, I got a new song dropping this Friday. I'm excited for you guys to see it. I'm excited to see you guys listen to it and see all the videos. This is one of my favorite records. So I can't wait for you to hear it. And yeah, so this Friday, I got a link in the bio for you to pre-save it. Go check it out. And new music. That's something that I've been working on like crazy on this break. I've been doing a lot of shows. Also, if you are in LA, I got a show on the 12th. I got a show on the 19th and I got a show on the 28th. The 12th is at the Simple Bar. If you're in LA, the 19th is to be announced, but it's going to be in Long Beach. It's a secret location. The 28th, that's going to be in Hollywood at On the Rocks. Let's go. If you don't know what that is, that's right above the Roxy. Let's go. All right. Enjoy this episode.
And let the games begin.
Welcome back. I'm on Los's headphones. Thank you for coming back to another episode of Enjoy the Podcast. We are your hosts.
Yes, we are.
I am Jared Brady.
I'm Beyonce.
And you are Beyonce. Because I know that I am happy to be back.
I'm glad to have you back.
I was away for a long time. It felt like forever. I was out in the Dominican Republic getting some sun. Partying. You know, one thing that I figured out is that I am not an all inclusive type of person.
Oh, really?
No. Fuck that.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Because you got to think about the food was shit.
Oh, yeah.
The drinks were light.
The drinks were probably like well drinks, basically.
They're not and they were good terrible. Yeah, and the group I was with, they just wanted to take shots and bullshit. And I'm not a shot person, especially if it's some well drinks. And every time they ordered some shots, I was like, why? You know it's not going to be good. And the food was no good. I'm not going to lie to you. That all-inclusive shit is not for me. Yeah. I don't fuck with it. I don't want to ever do that again.
You got to go the right one. I think that there's levels to the all-inclusive.
Yeah?
I think there's levels to it. Like, as with anything, there's levels, you know? Like the
you, I don't you believe get what there's levels.
I think there's probably
I think you're bullshitting me, dog.
No, I mean, I don't know personally. I've never done an all-inclusive. Oh. But I've heard great things as well. I've heard both. I've heard the same thing that you're saying now, like the food wasn't that good. The drinks were kind of weak. But then I've heard people say, like, great things as well. But
yeah,
I think the great things were mainly in Jamaica trips, not in, I don't know about the DR. The people that I know that loved their all-inclusive stays went to Jamaica.
Come on, man. This was a nice hotel. This wasn't like...
Well, what was it?
It was called the Excellence El Carmen.
Okay, I can already tell you that's not going to be excellent.
Why?
Because the fact that you're telling me Excellence El Carmen, I don't believe you.
Well, here's the thing.
Anytime people put the greatest, excellent, world's best, I instantly say, nope, you're not.
It was on top. I'll tell you this. The hotel, everything was top tier.
Okay.
Like, everything was nice except for the food. The rooms were nice. The pool, the water, the weather, the area, the location, the beaches, everything else. I mean, they had to
offer. Those are easy things. You can make a nice pool. Any asshole can have a nice pool.
Right, but I'm just
you don't have to do much for that. Like, it's not like that's a... Just keep the fucking chlorine right and it'll stay nice.
Okay.
Location, it's like, all right, well, they didn't really... God did that for them. They didn't do... They didn't build the island. Yeah. They just had to pick a decent spot, right? Hotel, I mean, you put a little money into it one time, you make it nice from the jump, you're good there. The food is the... That's the thing that...
It's going to keep me coming back.
Yeah, you got to have good food.
You fucked up.
Yeah, you got to have
good food. You fucked up, El Carmen. You fucked up.
You're not that excellent.
You fucked up. Here's the other thing, too. So my first night, I get out there. Shan came a little bit later. She came on Thursday. I was there Monday.
Okay.
And the people I was meeting with were actually coming in on Tuesday. So I was at the hotel by myself the first night.
Man.
And
too bad you ain't single.
So wait, it gets worse. It gets worse. So I go out. I go to like the bar. They had like five different bars, and they had like a nightclub in the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm at the bar. I'm drinking. I'm you know, getting some food. I'm talking to the people. We end up going to the club later on that night
in the hotel.
So I'm in there partying. I'm with the people. Boom, boom, boom. It starts getting late. It's like 2-3 now at this time.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, a little shwasted, a little having feeling good.
Yeah.
And there's a group of people who were like, hey, we're going to go skinny dipping in the ocean. Now, it's literally pitch black out there.
Yeah.
My first instinct was like, nah, I ain't doing that. That's a little scared. First of all, I'm scared of the ocean. And then I'm going to be even double scared of the ocean. And my dick's out. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. But then I'm thinking to myself, I've only been in DR one time in my life.
Enjoy your life.
And this is my, And this is my first night. So what'd I do?
You went and jumped in the water naked.
I went and jumped in the water naked.
Okay.
So here's the story, gets worse.
So you decide that you're gonna join the fun, the festivities.
Join the festivities.
We're going streaking.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Yeah.
So I go to my hotel, I grab my robe, I undress, take off all my clothes, and I put the robe on me.
Okay.
I go out. I go out of my hotel. I meet everybody at the lobby.
Is everybody else robed up too?
Everybody's robed up. Like, this was like
doesn't look sketch at all.
Everybody's robed.
Front desk, you were like, what the fuck are all these people doing? What in the orgy is about to happen here?
Everybody's robed up. So I put my robe on. Yep. You know, we all making a way. Now, there's still people partying at the bars.
Yeah.
And so we're on the way out, and... The lady who was leading the charge was
the leader of the pack,
was running and going up to random people and like, "We're going skinny dipping. Come, we're going skinny dipping." And so,
was she successful in recruiting? She recruited. People were like, "Fuck it, let's go."
Yeah, people were like, "Let's do it." All now right. They fucked up because they came fully clothed. They didn't have the robe. They didn't.
Oh yeah,
they didn't have the. They weren't ready.
No towels. No towels. So they're getting back out of that water.
Nothing.
But luckily, it's warm though.
It's warm. Yeah,
so that's
it's
the
warm.
Good part. But.
Yeah, so we run it. It ended up being like a pack of like 10 of us.
Okay.
So we're running. We're going down there. We sneak onto the beach. We run out. And
wait,
then
yeah, sneak onto the beach?
Well, like there's no gates or anything, but they have security walking the premises. Like you can't really, you're not supposed to, the beach closes. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
Wait, the story gets worse. So we're all running. We're all getting down there.
Yep.
And the one who's leading the charge was like, "Wah!" And she was ready, like 10 feet from the beach. Like she still had some ways to go.
Oh, she wasn't like 10 feet from the water. She was 10 feet from hitting the beach. And
she's just wah. She just goes. So and then one by one, everybody's just wah, wah, wah. And then like I'm getting up to the front. And I'm like, "Oh man, am I really about to do this right now? Am I really about to do this?
I don't know, are you?"
And I said, "Fuck it." Wah! Threw my robe on the side and dive into the water. Mm. And then, like, I'm in the water, and it's, like, pitch black. Yeah. Like, the whole everywhere was pitch black. Right. And everybody's like, "I feel so free. Woo!" Everybody's in the ocean.
We're free. Yeah. Oh, my God. The earth loves me.
Exactly.
Mother Nature. Yeah.
And I'm in the ocean, and I'm not going to lie. It did feel free.
Oh, no. Skinny dipping is a great.
It felt.
There's something about the water being
the moonlight.
Unrestricted, going underneath your balls and up your butt crack. Just flowing around there. It's a very liberating feeling. It does.
The moon was hitting. The moon was shining. Everyone was having a good time. Then this big spotlight. Boom. Shines onto the ocean. It shines onto the ocean.
That's what you perverts get. That's what you fucking freaks get. Keep your goddamn clothes on. Nobody told you to go to the fucking beach naked. This isn't the fucking nude beach.
And so when it hit, it was like everyone was scattered. Everyone was like diving under the water. Like you gotta have to come up.
Bro. I was like, "You gotta come up eventually, Aquaman. What the fuck you doing?"
And so like I'm like everyone's rushing out of the water. I'm moving slow. I'm moving slow. This ain't my first rodeo with the law. You can't look panicked. You know you got to come out the water. Like, I didn't know I was not supposed to do this. You know what I mean? Like, you got to come out the water,
I mean,
right?
They ain't going to kick you out the hotel.
No, they didn't want the money. Yeah. But so.
Well, they already do have the money. But
they do already
but still.
Have the money. But so I'm walking out. The security people are laughing. They're like, they're laughing. And I'm walking out slowly. I'm walking to my robe. Everyone's all frantic, running around. I grab my things. He was standing right next to my robe. So I had to walk up to him to get my robe. So
is everybody doing the little?
Yeah, everyone was like,
"Fuck that!" I would have been just walking.
That's exactly how I was. I was just walking straight to my room.
What's up, homie? How y'all doing?
Now, mind you, I'm drunk. So when I'm drunk, I'm like I'm ready. So I'm walking up, swagged up, like, "Hey!" And I grab my robe, I put it on, and then he's laughing, and then I was just like, "Hey, man, we in the DR." Yeah. And then so now I put my robe. Everybody's walking back the walk of shame. And the people are pissed.
Why are they mad?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, "Why are you mad?" They're pissed.
You accomplished the mission.
They're exactly. And then they're like, they're pissed. They're like, "Why they kick us out?" Da, 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 da. And I was like, "Hey, think about it. Everybody here right now is drunk."
Yeah.
Every single one of us is drunk. If you die out there, it's some shark come and grab you, or this wave pulls you out, I'm sure the tide is crazy.
Yeah, it's just common sense that they wouldn't want
naked
their,
drunk
their patrons
people
to drown drunken in the ocean naked. Like it's just not good publicity.
Not good times.
It's not good pub.
Not a good time. But anyways, that was my first night. I forgot the best part. Hold on. So now you know we're everybody walking out. I put my robe on. Everybody's walking back to their rooms. I look behind me, and there's three women following me that just went skinny dipping, following me to my room.
Pied Piper.
So I'm like, I'm walking, and then like I see like other people in the hotel like looking at me like, "Yeah, yeah, I know what you about to do." And so I'm like walking to my hotel, and then I'm like, how am I gonna get rid of them? But
wait, like they were really following you.
They were coming to the hotel room. They're like, because here's the thing, like
they were guests also.
There were guests there.
Okay. But, so they were just like, we're gonna get
no, they were like, you know, hey, we're gonna come back to the room with you, like, yeah. So as we were walking, and here's the thing, like, so each room has their own pool. So they were like, we could go skinny dipping in the pool in your room. And so I'm walking to the room and I'm like, all right, how am I gonna get rid of them without making this awkward, right?
I hate you. I hate you. Anyways, tell me how you had the, you poor bastard. You had to lose three women.
I was shimmying and shaking. Watch this. Hold on. This is a veteran move right here. Hold on. I'm about to teach you something. So I don't
need to know this. I'm not getting rid of them. I'm keeping them. I don't want to know how to get rid of them. Shit.
So
bullshit.
So we hit into the room. I'm like, all right. So I see them. They're getting closer behind me. I'm getting closer to my room. I'm like, all right, what we about to do? I get to the door. They like really right behind me. Like
at your door.
I'm at my door. Room. I'm literally looking at my door. They right behind me. And I'm like, I lost my key in the skinny dipping fiasco. And then like, meanwhile, my key is in my pocket, or in the robe pocket. In the robe pocket, like right on the side. So I'm like, oh, I lost my key. I'm gonna have to go to the thing. You know what? Hey, I'll see y'all later. I'm gonna go handle this. This is gonna take, I did this the other night. It's gonna take me like 2 hours. They gotta go through the thing, prove that I'm the person, da-da-da-da-da. I was like, just, you know, it's late. Let's call it a night. So they ended up going to the room. But that's how I got out of that fiasco. Get to my room. And there's one lane. I'm just kidding. What's going on, everybody? Giving a quick shout out to the sponsor of this episode here, BetterHelp. Listen, life can be overwhelming sometimes. I know this firsthand. I mean, we just took a break partly because life was overwhelming. And it is amazing to have beautiful places to partner up with like BetterHelp to give people an option to get things out. I really needed this break. I needed this break because my mind was filled to the brim and I just needed to take a pause and just focus on the things that really matter to me and to my family. And that is exactly what happened over that break. The crazy thing is a lot of times when you think of burnout, you think of work, right? You think you're getting burnt out at work, but this is a passion that I do here. And I was feeling burnt out here. That's why I urge anybody who's watching, if you feel a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit burnt out, you have to check out BetterHelp. This is an amazing platform that gives therapy online, not just in the doors, not just like you have to find a therapist and find them. They get to come to you where you're at, on your phone, on your computer. You don't have to travel out of your house because everybody knows when you are burnt out and you're depressed, the last thing you want to do is go outside. At least that's how I feel. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Plus, I think that getting a therapist is kind of like dating. You got to go on a couple dates, you got to go and see a couple therapists, so that's why the amazing thing about BetterHelp is you can switch your therapist at any moment, no matter what it is, no matter what the reason is, no matter what it is, with no cost. It's way more cost efficient than traditional therapy. Plus, you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Yes. So listen, it's time to get some therapy. Too bad I don't have JD sitting right here because this guy would be the advocate for therapy. We hear him talk about therapy all the time on here, and I think that it's helped him tremendously. So hear it from the horse's mouth, but he's not here, so you can't hear it from the horse's mouth. But just trust that he would endorse this. And we have a special offer for all the Enjoy the Podcast listeners. If you go to betterhelp.com/enjoy, you get 10% off your first month of therapy. Again, that's betterhelp.com/enjoy and get 10% off your first month of therapy. Trust me, that first month is worth it because that's when you're going to get all the digging going. That's when you're going to figure out what's causing all the issues, and then you're going to be able to continue that therapy to get to the place that you know you should be at. BetterHelp.com. Now enjoy the rest of this episode. It was a time. So that was my first night at the hotel.
Hold on. Excellence
at Carmen.
Okay, maybe we'll check them out.
Yeah, actually. Excellence at Carmen.
Maybe they're not so bad.
You gotta say with the Dominican accent, though.
Maybe they're not so bad.
All right, let's talk about some things. We're going to do this episode a little different than we normally have in the past, you know, and I'm still working. I'm workshopping this, so bear with us.
But I remember telling Los, I was like, man, I don't want to do evergreen topics. I want to talk about shit.
I don't think
shit.
People know what that means, because I didn't know what that means.
You didn't know what that means, yeah. Evergreen topics means topics that do not need to be talked about at any time span. It could be discovered in 20 years, and it could be relevant.
Things that are always green light. They're always good to go.
Yeah.
Regardless of when you click on it, it's something like that can be listened to. And
exactly. And I want to talk about things that are happening in the world, and I want to talk about things that are going on right now. Mm. Maybe not the world. Maybe that's a little broader statement, but more things in pop culture, more things that we see on our daily basis on our timelines,
more things, current events.
Current events. More topical stuff. So I'm gonna ramble off things that I've been seeing on the internet. If you had anything that you've seen, you could bring it up at some point in this conversation. And then I am
in the co-pilot's chair today. You are rambling, and I'm returning the serves.
My mind
is checked out. No, I'm joking.
Am I talking too much?
No, you're not. Please.
Okay.
Do your thing. It's nice to hear your voice. I don't have to fucking carry this fucking shit anymore.
DJ Envy. So him and his wife, they talk about their marriage a lot.
Oh yeah. That's why I said, what'd he do this time? Cause last time he was telling everybody how he cheated on his wife, and then Jesus and Mero made fun of him and he got mad at them and was like, bro, but you said it, not them.
Oh,
like you brought that shit out here on a fucking talk show and talked about it. They didn't do it.
They're just commenting on whatever it is. But
exactly. Him and his wife.
They're really open about their marriage, and they wrote a book. And in the book,
oh god damn it! What the fuck? Why? He's a radio DJ. I like DJ Envy. What the fuck does he know about relationships? The fuck does he know about writing books for your fucking? Sit down, play the music. Shut up and play music, DJ Envy. I'm going full Laura Ingraham on you. Stop writing books.
But he's in one, so he can talk about it.
He ain't no fucking expert, goddamn it. This is Megan Good 2.0. Anyways, if you bought that book, you're a fucking idiot. Reading DJ Envy. Are you that desperate to know about DJ Envy's marriage? Really? Really? Who the fuck cares about God damn, I hate people, man. I swear to fucking God. You motherfuckers got me fucked. DJ Envy's relationship book. Fuck out of here.
Okay.
Anyhow, so he wrote a dumb book with his wife.
You didn't even read it. Why are you shitting on it already?
Because I know it's dumb. I know it is.
So, all right. So he...
Goodness gracious.
He wrote this book. And in the book, his wife said that for 10 years, she was faking an orgasm.
Oh, boy. That's her fault. That's on you, sweetheart. You the one that fucked up, not Envy.
Yeah.
Should have told him. Look, I'm going to say, I will go on record as saying, women, if you're not having orgasms,
hey,
and you're not telling the man that you're not coming,
talk
if you
that
are
shit.
Just, if you are passive in your lack of orgasm, you're not
talk
telling him, hey, I'm not coming, that's on you.
Talk that okay? shit.
Because we are clueless. I just found out where the clit was last night.
Talk that shit.
But for real, we don't know shit.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for us to come. This is all we have to do. This is it. In and out. Yeah. In and out. In and out. That's all we need. Y'all need more than us. So you better be telling the people that you're having sex with what you need. Otherwise, you will not come. And you will be just like DJ Envy's wife.
That's facts. It's facts. And when I first heard it, he got made fun of a lot.
It's not his fault.
But here's the thing. What I thought to myself was like, your girl's been faking some shit on you. You don't even know it.
I'd say every guy's been faked on at some point.
1,000%.
Every guy has been.
1,000%.
None of us are batting 100.
1,000%.
Like I would be willing to bet that the majority of your sexual encounters were faked.
1,000
on her side.
Percent.
Yeah. Most of us are probably like, if you made a woman come 3 out of 10 times, you're probably doing pretty good.
1,000
probably doing pretty good.
Cent. Now, you know, the thing is that I just like you. I know this is rough.
Yeah.
But I have to say, women, you have to speak up.
Yeah, you do.
And I understand it. I understand it. You know,
we speak up.
don't you?
I mean, like, it's not that hard.
I mean,
it's
like, not that hard. It's not I was hard getting head her. Once, and you know, there's a little bit too much teeth involved. I say, hey, yo, teeth, a little bit less of that.
You don't do it like that.
I mean, not like that. You do it like that. I'm like, oh, watch, mind the teeth a little bit, please.
You do it like that too?
I'll be like, yeah, watch your teeth, please.
Oh,
what are you supposed to
you
say?
You ain't never get ahead again, bro.
That's a goddamn lie.
You ain't never get ahead again, bro. That's a
damn lie. I tell you what, not only did I get ahead again, but there were no teeth involved that time. Because I told her what I didn't
like. You got ahead from a different person, huh?
No, same one. You gotta tell people what you're doing.
You hurt that woman's feelings, bro.
No, I wasn't like, damn, woman, why are you using your teeth? I was like, ooh, the teeth.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta just be like, I like it when you do this.
No, I'm not doing that. I like it when you move like this. I'm not doing the
I like it when you use your tongue.
I don't have time to hold your hand.
I like it when you, you know what I'm saying?
We're on the go. I don't have time to be like, hey. Hey, hold on. Stop the blowjob for a second.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I like when you only use your lips.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
My dick is in her mouth. I don't have time to do the positive encouragement.
Yes, you do. No, I don't. You gotta just speak to her. It's like a dirty talk. You gotta speak to her like.
I did. Like, ooh, don't use those fucking teeth, bad girl. Don't use those fucking teeth. Keep those teeth off my dick.
Nah, bro. Listen, if you would have hit her with the yum and not the yuck. And let me tell you, bro, if you would have hit it with the yum,
yeah,
she would have gave you the best head in your life.
I still
life.
Got great head. Cause I,
but after, it would have been better, bro.
It was better.
You shot her ego in the chest, bro.
No, I did because after that, I was
ooh,
like,
watch your teeth, watch your teeth.
I was like, ooh, watch your teeth, watch your teeth. And then she stopped using the teeth and she started doing something else.
She gave her a headshot, bro.
Listen, she started doing the other things and I was like, that's it. That's perfect.
Okay, you gave a positive reinforcement.
Yeah. I told her what she was doing right. You got to tell them what they're doing right or wrong. And I expect the same for me. Like, I don't. Look, if I'm over here like doing something that does nothing for you, please tell me. Because now, most of the time,
but men have egos, man. Oh, man.
My ego is better served by making you come.
So you telling me right now, if you in the middle of it and she was like, "Yo, don't do your finger like that,"
I'd be like, "Ooh, my bad."
Lois, you wouldn't be hurt a little bit.
No.
Oh, my ego would be hit. Like, oh,
why?
Cause I'd rather you just tell me in a sexy way, like, oh, when you put your finger this way, that shit feel good.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't like, and
I think most people walking this earth, if they had to choose the way they can get told in the bedroom how to do things, I think most people would be wanted to be told, oh, I like it when you do this.
I mean, sure, that's great, but if I'm in, let's say I put my thumb in your butt.
And she said,
"And you
don't
like
put
a thumb in
your butt."
I wouldn't expect somebody to be like.
Well, I mean, let's
hey,
be.
I like it better I mean, when you put your thumb here. Like
the person who's just gonna go off the rip, put a thumb in the butt. Like they probably don't give a fuck how you talk to them. They're probably like, "Oh, well, my bad. All right, we gonna go
ahead." That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, maybe you're playing with a booty hole or something. She's like, "Well, I don't like that." Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Okay, that makes sense.
Withdraw.
That makes sense. See, for me, man, I just like if DJ Envy wife. Let me talk to you for a second.
She probably was cheating on him anyways.
Damn.
Maybe she didn't
come
with him.
I wasn't going to go there.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe she didn't come with him. I don't know. All I know is that if I'm in a marriage and that person's coming and I'm not, after a while.
10 years,
you might start to look elsewhere for that orgasm. Especially if he fucking cheat on her and shit, so you know the nigga cheating on you.
Oh.
You gonna go find a nut somewhere, right? Am I lying? Like,
you're not lying.
Tell us in the comments.
You're not
what
lying.
Do you think?
I'll say this to DJ and his wife. Like, don't waste that much time.
She isn't now, apparently. She waited.
She writing in the book.
Put in a fucking book.
Don't waste that much time, ladies. If you're in a situation where your man's not making you come, don't fake it, you know, and I think it really does the relationship wonders. I know there's a lot of women out there who are like, I don't need to come every time, and you know, just having sex and knowing that I'm pleasing my man is enough for me, and I respect that. I do, but I just think your relationship could be more fulfilled if you guys are both having the greatest time and both coming in the sexualization. And you know how to get off. You do it by yourself. You know what you're doing. You know how to tell them what you want. You know what I mean? It's just, so it's just, I think it really comes down to them not wanting to hurt their man's ego. Yeah. Because let's be real, sex and men and ego is tied together. If I feel like I'm putting it down, you know I'm going to be really into it. Mm. I'm going to be really going, and that's going to get you more into it.
Yeah.
And so you're faking the orgasm because you know it's going to make him really put it down and want to have sex. And men are fucking fragile. So if I tell him, oh, you're not making me come for the last 10 years, he probably not even going to want to have sex with me. Because in the back of his mind, he's going to be thinking, I'm not even doing it right.
I guess I just have a very different mindset. Because I'll give you an example. I had a friends with benefits situation that had been going on for a while. And let's say it was probably a 2-year run. I'd say around the year and a half mark. It became, I was made aware that she didn't come very often when we had sex.
Right.
And I was like, well, why? Uh-oh. Like, what, like, let's fix that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like.
Oh. But how did she make you aware though?
Fuck, how did she tell? There wasn't no like hand holding. She basically just told me straight up, like, I don't always come when we have sex. And I was like, well, why not? She goes, well, sometimes I stop myself. And I was like, why the fuck do you, like, why would you stop your orgasm? Like, for what? That was weird to me, but whatever.
I've heard that before,
yeah.
And what I've gathered from women when they tell me that.
The reason she told me was because she goes, well, if you make me come, I'm going to like you different. And I was like, okay.
That's not completely true, but.
I mean, for her, apparently it was. I don't know. But then also, like, there were certain positions that she was like, I don't really come in this position. I come more in this position. And I was just like, well, why? Like, you should have, like, told me that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't. It's not fun if you're not coming and just I am. So I didn't take it as an insult to me. I just took it as like, we need to do some different things in order for us to both get what we need. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's switch it up.
But was there any part of you that felt like, damn?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Part of me was just kind of like, oh,
like,
man.
Defeated a little
bit? But not defeated because of me, because I was more so like, I felt like I had failed her.
Yeah, but you feel like defeat. Like, I know for me, when I found out, like, my first girlfriend, like, she used to be like, we're going to get it. Don't worry, baby. It's going to happen eventually. My last relationship, it took a long time. And so, and I just remember just feeling so just fucking, just like.
Yeah. No, I was actually, I felt a little dejected at first, but then it went from that and it quickly turned to like, all right.
Yeah.
Now it's
challenged.
Now it's time. Now we're gonna do it. And then.
But did she tell you how she wanted it?
Yes. Then she finally told me like what makes her come and like, you know, do this or do that. And then she squirted. So.
You see that? Like, well, that doesn't mean she came though.
Well, she came in.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. No. She
you
came
see that,
squirted,
ladies?
Yeah.
You gotta just tell us what you want, what you need, what you need. And my advice, apparently, if you're dealing with Los, you can tell him, hey, that shit ain't working, bruh. But if you're dealing with any other dude, if you're dealing with any other dude,
coddle.
No, it's not even coddle, bro. It's communication, bro.
You might have to say it.
It's communication. It's communication. It's normal communication. It's communication. It's good, healthy communication.
Yeah. Well.
It's just, everything's not a sergeant, Los.
Coddle
you don't have to fucking bare knuckle shit every
coddle
time.
Your man's ego.
No, it's just even for the women. No woman wants to be like, yo, what you sucking that day ain't shit right now. I need you to do it like this.
I'm just saying. Damn, bitch, you using teeth like
that. I'm just saying, if we are going to have a conversation about what I would like you to do.
Yeah.
It's just, or what I want you to change in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think the conversation will go so much smoother if you're like, I like it when you do this.
We can agree on that.
You know what I mean?
I
love it when you do this. Even if you sandwich that with like, I don't really like it when you do that. Yeah. But the first thing you leave with, well, I love it when you do this.
Fair enough.
I think it's just going to go well.
My thing is, though, when I'm in the moment, I don't have time for all that shit. Like, if I'm mid-fucking, I don't have time to, like, hey,
why?
I love when
we
you do this.
We have sex so much in our life.
Yeah, but why can't I just be like, if you're doing something that I don't, like, if you're doing something in that moment that I don't like, I don't have time to be like, hey, you know what? I actually like it better when you're doing this instead. Like, I'm going to tell you real quick, like, oh, don't do that. Like, let's say you're giving me head and you're squeezing my balls a little too tight. I'm not like, this hurts. It's not comfortable. I don't have time to be like, that's fair.
But you know how you could say it though?
Yeah.
A little looser.
Yeah. That's yeah. I can dig that.
But not you squeezing my balls too tight.
Yeah, no.
You know, just a little softer.
Yeah,
that's direction. That's dirty talk direction, right?
Or yeah, I mean, I guess in my instincts is like, ooh, a little too tight.
Yeah, like okay. That. That's fair.
Like that,
yeah,
right? That's fair. Like, that's but I'm fair. Not gonna be like, damn, why are you squeezing my balls like that? Like, no, I'm not. Like, that's crazy.
That's fair. Let me ask you this. You were with a woman for 10 years.
Okay.
You find out all them flash through all those orgasms that you thought you did, and when she tell you put it on me tonight,
lying to
you
me.
You put it on me tonight. You
damn,
did it right.
Babe, you were on one last night.
And all that flashes through your eyes. And you find out that she had been faking an orgasm for 10 years of your guys' relationship. How would you feel?
You're bad.
No, you fuck. Los, you are. Oh my God.
No, I would for sure
I
be
wish
like,
I had a cat button.
I would for sure be like, I would be dejected for sure. It would take the wind out of my sails a little bit, but then I'd also just kind of like, why the fuck didn't you say something?
Yeah.
Like 10 years? You let me not satisfy you for 10 years? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you have a better mind than me. I'll be hot. I'll be pissed.
I mean, I understand why you say that, but
I would be so hurt. Like, I would be so pissed off. Like, it would be such a double thing. It would be like, you lied to me. And then on top of that, it would be like, and you let me do this to you for 10 years? Why
would you would be that hurt?
I would be hurt because
I would be petty. I'll tell you right now, I'd be petty. It would be a joke to me. I would be fucking with her on it. I'd be like, yeah, well, like, let's say we were at dinner or something.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, oh, this is delicious. I'd be like, are you sure about that? Or are you going to tell me in 10 years that you didn't like it?
I
would do shit like that.
You go dig into her like that, bro. You will cause more issues.
I mean, well, the fuck? Why didn't you say something? You're causing an issue now by shutting up. Like, no, I'm like, yes, I am an asshole. I will do that to you.
Would you rather her... Just bite the bullet for the rest of you guys' relationship.
Shut the fuck up. If it's been 10 years, don't say shit. Don't say shit. No, I'm joking. No, you should know. Honestly, no. Say something. Because then you're going to go another 10 years without coming. So, like, no, you do have to say something. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to be hurt in a way that I think people expect that DJ Envy would be hurt. Like, again, my hurt is more so, like, it's a shared hurt. It's like, damn, like, this is supposed to be us. Like, why are you not letting me help? Like, help me help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would, because I'm not, like, if I don't like something, like, if a woman's riding me in a funny angle or something, or, like, you know, something needs to switch a little bit, I'm going to speak up.
Yeah.
So, like, do the same for not just for me, but for you as well.
Yeah, that's facts.
We're playing tennis, like,
because you know, after it's done, you know when you roll over to hit the sleep, that
now she going to be... Girl, this nigga ain't shit.
Nah,
again.
She ain't even gonna go there yet. She ain't even gonna go there. She about to hit that vibrator real quick while you sleep.
She gonna get that jackhammer out.
She gonna go right in the bathroom and handle the rest of it.
She gonna get that construction tool out.
She gonna finish the rest of your food
like,
for you.
Damn, baby, you brushing your teeth again? How many times you brush your teeth at night? Shit.
You got clean teeth.
Damn, your teeth clean as a motherfucker, girl. God damn, come here and give me a kiss.
Wait, that sounds like a new toothbrush over there. That's not heavy duty.
You turn that thing on full strength, huh?
Did you see Mike Tyson whoop that dude on the plane?
I didn't actually. Here's the thing. I still have not seen the actual video of him punching the guy.
Really?
All I've seen is the dude fucking with Mike Tyson. And I hope Mike Tyson doesn't get in any fucking trouble at all, because apparently, and I don't think that this isn't an excuse for somebody to do something to you, but apparently this guy has a lengthy criminal record, and he was drunk. And the reason I bring that up is because, one, if you have a lengthy criminal record, it shows me that you do not make the wisest choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, you know, people fuck up every now and then. You make a mistake. But if you continuously, if you have a rap sheet.
Yeah.
You were not making wise choices in a section of your life. So you couple that with being drunk on a plane.
Yeah.
And now you are fucking with Mike Tyson.
Are you poking a bear?
You're not even poking a bear. Like, you are literally trying to fuck the bear.
Yeah.
Like, and the bear does not want to be fucked.
Yeah.
And that, and like, I mean, it's Mike fucking Tyson. This is arguably the baddest motherfucker to ever walk the planet.
Yeah.
Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Still.
Still to this day. Like, the man moves. Like, I would put, I mean, I don't, I'm not some boxing aficionado, but I would say Mike Tyson could probably still whoop a lot of ass if he was to get back in the ring. And you are on a JetBlue flight fucking with this man. You're in a phone booth with this man on top of that. Where the fuck are you going to go?
You can't go nowhere.
You deserve every lump you got. And I swear, I hope he, if he's, I'm sure he's going to sue Mike. I'm sure he is.
He's going to do it. But
of course.
The thing about
it. But that's not fair.
But the thing about it, I don't know if he'll win.
I hope not.
And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of footage of
that shows him fucking with
messing
Mike.
With him. Yes. He even put water on him. And so,
and that right there, like, if I throw water on a cop, that's assault. And I know that for a fact because my homeboy got booked with assault on
he
a
threw
fuck,
water.
They booked him with assault because he spilled water on the cop. And then he, in the process of the cop trying to take him down, the cop's shirt pocket got ripped. So they charged him with 2 counts of assault.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, that is fucking assault. If you're throwing water objects on people, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know if you throw it on a cop, it's assault, apparently, at least in Henrico County, Virginia.
Have you been paying attention at all to the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard story?
No.
None?
I read a brief Twitter thread, but from what I can tell, they're both terrible people. I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough to really accurately comment on it, but I mean, if there's usually an element of truth to what people are, each party is saying, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like they were both very abusive and very toxic to each other. And
that's a fair point.
I don't know enough of the details to be like, well, this is this or this is that. But all I know is every time that I clicked on a video or something, it was just like, this person's terrible. And so is this person. Like, I'm hearing about him being abusive to her. I see I'm hearing the video of her, the audio.
Well,
that's
how it started.
She's like, you're a piece of shit and nobody's going to believe you or that you're an abused man. So it's just like. You know,
we're for timeline for people who haven't been following it. Mm-hmm. You know, a while back, Amber, did make claims that he was a drunk and he was abusive. And, you know, there was videos of him like slamming cupboards and he like broke a teapot or something while she was like videoing it and like crying. Yeah. And so it was obvious at that time. Mm-hmm. That they were in a toxic relationship. Like, it was obvious at the time that this was no good. And it looked really bad on him.
Right.
It looked very bad because he was she was like crying and whimpering, and he was the like angry one and the more aggressive one. Yeah. And, but not towards her, but he was just like pissed. Mm-hmm. And so the public opinion was in support of Amber. Mm. And the public opinion was like, Johnny Depp is a terrible person.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, that's usually how that goes. Whenever it's a man and a woman and the woman saying she's being abused, the man is instantly discounted and assumed to be guilty.
Yes.
So
then they go to trial.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's a lot that happened in between because this was a long time ago. They go to trial. Mm-hmm. And all of this evidence comes up where she was abusive. She cut his finger off. She cut his fucking finger off.
Could have been worse. Lorena Bobbitt did worse.
She cut his finger off. She cut his finger off. She threw a can of vitamins at his nose. She was giving him that work. She was like just as abusive, and not to make this is right or not, but the angle that she was taking was like, I don't care that we were both abusive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ruin your life because no one's going to believe you that little old me did any of these things to you. The thing that got me was the mindset of no one's going to believe you because you're a man.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
But she's not wrong, though.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Like, if it's loud and if it's loud enough and, you know, she gets the right people to tell the story for her or to, you know, push her narrative, like, yeah, she's absolutely right. Like, you can very well be bare. I mean, No, that's different. But yeah, no. It's,
where you gonna go? You gonna go to Meg? You gonna go Meg Thee Stallion?
No, no. I don't. I've not been paying attention to that shit show either.
Oh, have you seen some of that shit, bro?
No, I have zero interest in Meg and Tori's soap opera.
Bro, this makes no sense. That whole thing is crazy to me. I did see
a clip of her
with Gail.
And I just got to say, the moment you sit down across from Gail, I assume you're lying. I hate to say it.
Gail was talking to R. Kelly.
But as soon as you sit down in front of Gail King, I automatically assume you're on bullshit. The tears, like,
it's just
they
like,
seemed a little crocodile-ish. Again, this is what I see on Twitter. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm seeing clips of it.
You're taking in the information.
I
see it.
You know, I don't know that I believe her or Tori. I don't know. I feel like, you know, I think there's always probably pieces of truth in everybody's story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a question of getting the correct puzzle pieces from everybody's bullshit and putting it together to get the actual story.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Johnny Depp and the Meg situation that is so bizarre to me is like, how hard is it to get the fucking truth? You know what I mean? Like, it's this person says this person says this. And it's crazy to me, especially about the Meg situation. Like, how crazy is it? Like, if indeed she got shot, why do I have to work this hard to make people believe that I got shot? You know what I mean?
It's a good question.
Like, let's just say she did. We'll go down the other route and let's say she didn't. But let's say she actually did get shot. How frustrating would it be if I'm like, yo, I just got shot, and now we talking up. I have to prove to you that I got shot. I mean, there was no bullet, but there was no bullet, no bones broken. So even if you got shot at, right?
I think that she probably did get shot at, and they probably shot the ground by her foot or some shit. And then that probably caused some type of fragments to hit her foot. But if a bullet goes into your foot, there's not a ton of room in your feet. Like, you're not getting a clean through and through on the foot. Like, you may take one in the side right here, and it may just, you know, go in and out.
And
it's not going to hit a rib bone or anything. It might just go clean in and out. But the foot, I don't know what all her injuries were, but there's going to be more than just like some shrapnel in there. You're going to have broken bones and fucked up shit. Cause I mean, again, there's a 22 might be able to pass through something, but it would have to be such an exact shot to not. So I don't know.
Well, it wasn't a 22.
That's what I'm saying.
And the other part about it is like, it's interesting because the cops were there pretty immediately.
Yeah. They're in Hollywood.
Yeah. They were there pretty immediately.
Yeah.
You know, now they're digging to the truth. And how long does it take to get to the truth of that story? There was three people there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's three people there.
It's probably her friend probably shot her.
Well, her friend went on live. Recently was like, you know, she was saying something about like, you know, you were fucking with the dude, speaking about Tori, that I was messing with first. Mm. So this story just keeps unraveling.
The fact that the two of them were that sprung over Tory Lanez's wee-wee
is wild.
It's pretty funny as well.
Hey, sure. I'm not going to say it's just so messy. I will say, when I saw the Gail interview, I was a little disappointed because, you know, there was, and I'm not no expert in lying, but I do have gut reactions.
Yeah.
She said that she didn't have sexual relations with Tori.
No, they were fucking.
You know, and the way she said no was kind of like
I did see that. Was she like sexual?
Yeah, she did say kind of Drake.
Yeah, he was fucking.
You know, and then the other part that got me, and I remember when it came out, and I was talking to Shan about it. I said, doesn't it sound like a villain? Like, is he a villain? Like, doesn't it sound like a movie?
It does.
He said, dance.
dance, fucking Elmer Fudd.
Like, so it's just like, it's,
dance, you stallion.
Now, here's what I will say. If she got shot, this is a very sad situation.
It is. It's,
if she did get shot, this is a very sad situation. It's a telling of how hard it is for Black women to you know, let people know, hey, I got abused in this area, and this is, you know, a situation where, you know, I needed help, and the world is just not believing me. Now, if she did not and she is just straight lying, then I just would lose a lot of respect.
Yeah,
I would. It would leave a really bad taste in my mouth, and I like Meg's music. All right. This is the portion of the show where we're gonna take a lucky caller from our lucky Patreons.
Before we forget, let's do this right now.
Okay.
Because I forgot to do it last week. Okay. You this week, my friend, are gonna choose two Enjoy the Blessing winners.
Hey, so should I look now?
No, just scroll.
Okay.
Up, down, up. Let it fly. Let it go up. There you go. Now stop. Let's see where. Look and see where you at.
Okay. The Dark Amethyst one.
Well, what do you know?
The Dark Amethyst one.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
You are our winner. Damn. Check that out. All right. So now, this time I'll do the scrolling.
Stop.
Where's my thumb at?
I see it.
Locura Bella. Okay. So. We will put that. Lacora Bella's Cash App is Cash Sign MEGP.
Pussy.
Ha! No, it reads Meg Penix. But it's MEGPENIX. That's MEGPENIX. Stealing from you, big boy.
Big boy.
Because you're the artist.
Hey.
Oh.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're great.
Who are we talking to?
Savannah.
That's Savannah.
Hey, Savannah. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I figured I'd get a pick for you guys. Raising their hand.
No, they weren't trying to bite. It's all good.
Right. So I figured,
you got one real one
always,
in the chat.
I'm always the one to, raise their hand in the group to get it going.
We need somebody that does that. We appreciate it.
What are the things that we talked about? A number of things. What jumped out at you?
The one that was really popped out was about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm. That was the one we spent the least amount of time too on it. So I'm glad you brought that back. Let's jump into it. What you got?
The back and forth is really interesting because there's no evidence in the sense that it's a he said, she said kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take it further, you think about they have kids. Example are they setting for their kids?
Wait, were the kids in the house that whole time?
I mean,
sure that they, even if they weren't in the house the whole time, they're being exposed to what's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
So the cycle continues. Do they learn that it's okay for a woman to lie on a man and say that the authorities aren't going to believe?
Talk that shit. Talk that shit. It's so sad because, one, it discredits a lot of work that women had to put in to get their abusers to actually suffer the consequences that they deserve, and to blatantly lie about the abuse. Now, the one thing that I'm a little confused on is if she lied or she was more so in a space of panic and was like, whatever, you can say that I abused you, but nobody's going to believe you. You know when you get in the heat in the argument sometimes? I will say, if a woman cut off my finger and threw some stuff in my face, we not gonna be together. Go ahead.
Well, I totally agree. I was just gonna say I totally agree with you. At some point, somebody's got to be the bigger person or the person to say this is enough and pull themselves out of that situation.
Yeah. It's sad as a woman. The fact that she, and I'm going to ask you this, and I know this is going to be, put you in a tough position because this is a load. I asked Shan the same thing. And she didn't even really want to answer. But as a woman and you see this and you, what is your instincts to go, man, a man is winning a trial and abuse, and this is going to discredit. And it doesn't make you more. Does it make you more feel a man is winning? Or does it make you feel like, why is she lying? Are you more angry that she lied? Or are you more angry that this is now going to make things awkward for anybody in a real abusive relationship? And that's a loaded question.
I think they're tied. I think it's both. I think that that it makes me sad that it sets anybody back who's telling the truth, like you said before, or it makes any woman who has been abused and told the truth, and makes them fearful now to be able to go, especially if it's somebody in the limelight, afraid to go to the authorities because of it.
Yeah.
And I think also that, you know, it's sad that she would lie about it if she did indeed do so, because, you know, it wasn't necessary. Like, it was happening, if that's the case, if that's what they find out or not. And, you know, you are in a situation, you know that there are ways and people to help. You call those resources. Like, you don't make up lies on people that can actually ruin them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it did a lot of damage to his reputation for a long time. Now the thing about it too is, you know what community is really eating up this story? Heavy. The red pill community.
Oh, of course.
They're eating this story up.
Oh, of course. They've been waiting for this day.
They have been salivating at the mouth when they found this out. And I'm not gonna lie, they've been attacking Amber Heard since the jump.
Yeah.
Before any of this audio came out, before it came out that she was, you know, found out that she was lying. And so they are going to town on her.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, for the most part, people just need to stay in their lanes and, like, keep to their own. I mean, I know, like, we talk about it, but we're not out there making trouble about it. We're just talking about it, you know, socially. When people go and they make a bigger thing about it and they're not involved in it, and that's when stuff happens. It causes more problems. You know, people become invested in it, and it becomes a he said, she said kind of thing.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, it takes it further, and that's how it's like almost like playing telephone, where things get convoluted. And
yeah. Well, you know, I know, you know, the reason why a lot of men are grasping at this, because, you know, when, you know, the thing about it is, you hear about the stories of the people who lied and people came out and got money out of a lot of people who were wealthy, by saying, you know, certain things happen, and, you know, saying like, oh, well, he did this or he did that, and it ended up not being true. But the fact that public opinion is so heavy on, well, he probably did because he's a man. And the fact that there's a trial going on right now where the man is proving his innocence in front of a lot of a live situation, a lot of men are looking at this as vindication almost for all of the trials that may have been, you know, wrongfully happened or wrongfully done. Yeah. You know, you guys had, I love, you know, Brittany Renner. I think she's great. But, you know, that whole thing with the basketball player and everything that happened with that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there is points where sometimes there is a strategy in the law where women can, you know, put a man in a position that can really damage his entire career by just saying this happened to me with no proof.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know,
and so I think with this trial right now, a lot of men are grabbing towards this because this is the first and the biggest one that we're seeing right now where it's like a man is proving his innocence in front of the people. Now, to Los's point, he thinks they're both toxic. And I kind of agree with him.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they are. They're both toxic. And I really think that, you know, when you start to see the signs like this, like, it's time to get out or get help, you know, and there's no shame in that. But when you start going for years and dragging kids into it, and like, that's just, it's unfair. And it's unfair to, you know, the couple. It's unfair to the family. It's just, and it gets worse.
Save the kids.
Save the kids. Don't do it, Jordan. Right. Don't say fuck them kids. but yeah, I appreciate you calling in, giving you, you're a first person to ever call in on this style of episode where we ramble off a bunch of hot topics. And I'm glad that you called in that. And I want to continue to do this. I want to continue to have people call in and chime in on what we're talking about. But, yeah, appreciate you. We love you here at Enjoy the Podcast.
I love you guys.
And,
keep
enjoying your life.
Okay. You too.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Los, that's it. Yep. I know you have to get out of here. You got to get to a flight. I appreciate you rocking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, I'm back, baby. I'm back.